The world we know is changing. Welcome to Biotech Nation. Today on Biotech Nation, we talk about Meniere's disease and how a venture capitalist decided there should be better treatment options right from his initial diagnosis. Avalon Ventures' Jay Lichter is a co-founder of Autonomy. I started out by asking him, what is Meniere's disease?
Yeah, Meniere's is a very debilitating disease. I first started getting the symptoms, it was probably April or so of 2007. I had some hearing loss in one ear, and it was sort of the family joke at one point. But then about January or so of 2008, I got my first vertigo spell, which is one of the hallmarks of Meniere's disease. And it was very strange. It was very dizzy, and I couldn't get up. I couldn't walk. I was driving at the time. I had to pull over. And quite frankly, I thought I was going to die. I didn't know if I had a stroke or a heart attack or what. So after about 20 minutes when I was still alive, I was able to call a friend. And she picked me up and took me to the emergency room. And in the end, got into the clinic at UCSD, a fellow named Jeff Harris, who's the head of otolaryngology at UCSD. And he said, you have Meniere's disease. And I said, okay.
What's that?
What's that? Exactly.
Now that I'm alive.
Now that I'm not
what's
dead.
What's the bad news?
and he said, it's a peculiar disease of vertigo, tinnitus, hearing loss, and what's called oral fullness, like you have water in your ear or something. And those are the four hallmark symptoms. And for me, the first, I don't know, maybe 4 or 6 months, I would have 2 to 3 vertigos a week, each one lasting between 8 and 10 hours. And can't get out of bed, nothing, just sort of close your eyes and lie there. And the weird thing is that once the vertigo ends, you have this thing called a brain fog, or I used to call it a vertigo hangover. And that would last several hours where you're not spinning still. But you're just in this weird fog phase where your mind isn't really sharp. But I was fortunate during that time that because when I asked Jeff, I said, so, you know, what are the treatment options? And he said, well, there aren't any FDA-approved products for Meniere's disease. There's, you know, what some people do is they'll inject steroid into the ear, you know, through the eardrum and inject a steroid. And some people get benefit from that. Otherwise, we do surgery and we cut the nerve and you'll be deaf, but you won't have any vertigo. And I wasn't really in favor of that surgery. The problem with the steroids at that point was they were water-based. And so when you inject a liquid into the ear, it just drips out the eustachian tube. So maybe for a few hours, you can get exposure to the drug. In the times between when I was having vertigo, we figured out that you could we were inventing this. We wrote a bunch of patents. You could have a gel system that at room temperature is a liquid, and then you inject it and it turns into a gel.
And then, because it's hotter inside your body.
Yeah, exactly. So it turned to a gel once it hit your body temperature, and then you'd have release of the drug for 3 months. So that's really, you know, the basis of the drug. And
actually, the step here is that most people that don't know, they know you get the Meniere's, but they don't know that you're a biotech venture capitalist.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's the first thing you do? It's like, well, we got to get a drug.
We got to figure this out. I was very lucky because most people actually don't get diagnosed right away because it's a relatively common disease, almost as common as multiple sclerosis, most people have never heard of it. And, you know, if you just go to a general practitioner, if you don't go, even an ENT who's not an otolaryngologist who doesn't really know, maybe they think it's, you know, just benign positional vertigo, which you sort of shake your head around and it'll go away. And maybe 10 or 15% of people have an episode like that in their life. So that's reasonably common. But Meniere's is a tough disease to get diagnosed. And so I was just fortunate that I happened out of sheer luck to get with Jeff Harris, who's one of the world's experts in Meniere's.
How did you get from, I've been diagnosed with a disease, my treatment options are not any that I really prefer, we have to be able to do this better. How did you move into starting Autonomy?
Well, I don't know, it's just in my blood to start companies. It really is. I've started probably 25 or so biotech companies in my life, some number like that. And, you know, it's not a problem. It's an opportunity, right? I guess making lemonade sort of thing. But you know, I was very focused because I couldn't really have my regular day job. I was CEO of a bunch of companies and I was doing the best I can to manage that. And I was okay, But it was really bothering me that I had this problem and that there were, you know.
It could happen at any time.
It could happen at any time. And that's really the scary part. There's two things that are really horrible about it. One is you could be perfectly fine 1 second and the next second, bang, you're down. And the other thing is trying to explain to people what you actually have, because people don't understand. They think, you know, they see you walking around dizzy and they think you're drunk, you know, at 9 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, that's not the case. And it's terrible. There's, like I said, probably a million people in the United States afflicted with this, and nobody really knows.
So when did you start working on the improvement?
From the very first meeting with my doctor, Jeff Harris. He told me the treatment options, they weren't very good. And I said, you know, I'm a pharmaceutical scientist. I'm a venture capitalist. I start companies in San Diego and have for 15 years. And this one obviously is very important to me. At that time, I didn't realize how common the disease was. But, you know, now in hindsight, it's a huge impact. And so we just started that conversation after talking about my treatment options, talking about, all right, well, what can we do to make it better?
And I love how the concept of a doctor's like, I'm explaining to you how many times in his career has he said, here's your option 1, 2, 3. And the first thing the guy says, oh, we got to make that better. And we're going to do it. You know what?
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of patients that say, no, I want something better. But are they able to actually do it?
Can they perform? Can they perform?
Yeah. So we started the company and we wrote 25 patents. And I was still very, very sick at the time. And so I would go in and out of being able to work on the stuff. But what I realized quickly was, you know, nobody had written any patents on anything about the ear. There was just absolutely nothing. It was a wide open space. And, you know, from a business standpoint, you step back and you go, it's fantastic. It's 20 to 30 million Americans with middle and inner ear disorders, 8,000 physicians that treat them. And, it was perfect. And nobody, not a single drug company, nobody making drugs, nobody detailing to them. All it was a surgical profession, right? It was new ways of cutting tissue or new ways of you know, resecting bone area or whatever. So it was really a perfect opportunity, probably the last opportunity of a specialty that didn't have any drug development work.
So I love this idea of you take a liquid drug, and when it gets in your ear, mm-hmm. it warms up and becomes a gel.
Mm-hmm.
That
doesn't sound like ice, does it? No.
No. It's a very different.
Well, that was our second choice. Our first choice, which failed, was chitosan, you know, the gel stuff in shrimp.
Oh yeah.
Right. So you take that, you extract it from the shrimp, and you add some some stimulatory action that would turn it to a gel. And so we had this system set up where you would mix it or something and it would turn into a gel in the ear. And it was terrible. It was terrible. And the biggest problem is that the quality of the chitosan would ebb and flow based on the quality of the shrimp harvest that particular season. So it was just never going to be – I know, it was never going to be a pharmaceutical product. But then we came across this thing called poloxamer, which is it's just a polymer that when you heat it up, the activation energy takes these little short polymers and takes them to very long ones. And it's completely reversible. So you can take something, poloxamer, room temperature, and mix it around, heat it up. It turns, you know, jello. Then you cool it back down. It turns back to – it's actually more like honey. So that's what it was. It's like a honey versus jello. And
now, is that a platform? Can you put different drugs
into it? Yeah, exactly.
Into?
We added. And so it's the steroid for Meniere's. We have an antibiotic for pediatric recurrent ear infection. In fact, we had phase 3 data last year, and that's now submitted – in an NDA to the FDA. Currently, they're reviewing it. We expect them to approve it hopefully this year, and we'll start selling it next year if all goes well.
I have a list of diseases I want you to get, Jay.
Well, the next one is then we have tinnitus is next on the list. And I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff there. And it's a great opportunity. And like I said, we were fortunate to sort of stumble upon an area that was sort of wide open. And of course, having a very personal interest to me.
Well, Jay, thanks so much for coming in again, and please come back. See us anytime. Keep us updated.
Absolutely. Love talking to you. Thanks.
Jay Lichter is a venture capitalist with Avalon Ventures and a co-founder of Autonomy. More information about Autonomy is available at autonomy.com. That's OTONOMY, autonomy.com. For Biotech Nation, I'm Moira Gunn.
Tech Nation and its regular segment Biotech Nation are produced at the studios of KQED-FM in San Francisco. Executive producer is Matt Gardner. The director of technical production is Monte Carlos. And audio engineers include Howard Gelman, Seal Mahler, and Larry Upton. Our theme music was composed by Ann Nachtrieb-Zesiger and Robert Powell, with title creation provided by NameLab Incorporated of San Francisco. Program information and internet audio is available on the web at TechNation.com. TechNation and BiotechNation are productions of TechNation Media. I'm Paul Landcor.